an interesting.
Get a job.
What for?
I'm trying to think.
I'm
Thursday, and it's time once again for our little show that we do here on Thursdays. I'm Jake. With me, as always, Hot Stuff and Riff.
Hello.
Hello.
We work for this video game you may have heard of called Kingdom of Loathing, available online at www.kingdomofloathing.com. It's free, multiplayer, and fun for the entire family.
Like logs.
You know, listening to B-52s makes me wonder, this is really kind of an age-old question, I think, but who do you think has a cooler mustache between me and Kate Pearson?
It's so hard to tell, really.
Yeah. Because, I mean, her mustache is pretty cool.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to have to go up against, like, some sort of Russian tribunal and then have them rate you from, like, 1 to 6. 0.
I don't understand.
Well, the Russian judges are notoriously difficult.
Oh, I see. Okay, I gotcha. I didn't know about 6.0.
Wasn't that like the first? It was like a big deal that like.
Can you climb a 6.0?
No, I don't think anyone can.
Is there no such thing as a 6.0? I mean, I know there's no such thing as a 6.0, but what would that be? Just a sheer face made of glass?
Well, no, I think it's possible that it might be a wall surface that was like a ceiling.
Slants backwards.
Well, no, like a lot of walls actually do slant backwards, but I think it would have to be just completely flat and also horizontal.
Spider-Man can climb a 6.0.
From the bottom. Unlike the floor, which is like a 1 when you're on top. So 6 is when you're on the bottom.
Why is it 1 to 6? Was it made by some sort? Was it
it's
Russian,
1 to 5?
Was it a Russian standards body?
I don't know. I don't know how this scale came into being. I don't know like the genesis of it. I just know.
I feel like there's a lot of wiggle room in that there scale.
I don't know. 1 is like flat ground.
Mm-hmm.
4 is the last point before you really need to have ropes. But it's 4 can be kind of strenuous climbing as well. Like shale on steep slopes is 4.
Shale?
Yeah, like, maybe shale isn't the right word, but like loose rock and stuff. I think shale might be the right word.
What about block rock and beets? How hard are those to climb?
Depends. Depends on the beets.
Hey, Riff.
Yes?
You done anything fun since last Thursday?
Nothing of note. I finished playing the Myst games that I was playing and reading the Myst books that I was reading.
Oh, yeah?
And I've been playing random iPhone games, trying to clear the memory out of my phone.
just to have more iPhone game.
You've been playing Wolfenstein RPG? I've been playing some Wolfenstein RPG.
Yep. I'm enjoying it. I like the paintings of Hitler with his mustache shifted below his mouth.
Yeah, it's not really Hitler because he's got a bottle brush goatee instead of a mustache. Yeah, you can punch the paintings and it actually punches Hitler.
That's cool.
His hairpiece flies off and his eyes bug out. And then you can kick them and sometimes behind them there are goblets.
Weird.
I kind of like the really, the sort of retro, very straightforward RPGs that id has been making. Although, I don't know if id actually made Wolfenstein RPG. I think they might have had somebody else.
Just farmed it out.
Might have had a third-party shop do it.
Because they have the IP.
It looks like it was probably the same engine as Orcs versus Elves.
Orcs versus Elves?
It was
a DS game.
Yeah,
it was
a
really
phone
good,
game
actually.
And then ported to the DS.
Yeah, it was just this normal phone RPG, but I actually beat it, which I don't normally do with RPGs.
Yeah.
It's very much in that, like, Eye of the Beholder idiom, where it's like, we were talking about this. When I described it, Hot Stuff said, oh, so you mean like Bard's Tale or Wizardry? And I said, no. Or he said, like Pool of Radiance or like Might and Magic 1 or 2. And I said, no. He didn't actually say like Might and Magic 1 or 2 because he didn't know. In between Might and Magic 2 and 3, Might and Magic switched over to what I think of as the Eye of the Beholder model for a first-person turn-based RPG, where you can actually see the monsters out in front of you and maybe shoot an arrow at them.
A magic missile.
Sort of like a, I mean, it's like a first-person tactics game to some extent, right? Because, you know, there's...
Yeah, because you can, like, back up and back around the corner and then wait for the guy to come at you and
can you
stuff
burp
like
back
that.
A rack around the corner? Can you get on the bus like Julio Iglesias?
Have you played that song on the radio?
I haven't. I don't know that there's an MP3, but I should just buy his albums.
Yeah.
There was just a YouTube video of him playing it at some art gallery.
Can we get him for con?
Oh, man. That'd be cool.
I mean, that would solve two problems at once.
Yeah, wow. I don't know. I don't know. I doubt it. I don't know that... He didn't even go to Comic-Con this year.
Huh.
Who, I don't know. Bacharach?
No, James Kochalka. If only I had some way of knowing what was going on in his life. It's funny, because he puts his diary online as a comic strip.
I saw something that he did recently. Isn't he doing, like, a DS game or some kind of game or something? Maybe, like, a Xbox Live game?
I don't know, actually. He had a dream about a video game that he wrote a comic about, and then somebody made a little version of the comic, of the game, I mean, that you could play.
Weird.
And then he made an album using some of the art from that game as a cover art. It got really...
That's very cyclic.
Yeah, intertwined, interjuxtaposed.
Up its own
butthole. Yeah. Ouroboros style. Although the Ouroboros actually has two heads, or is it just eating its own tail? Or is it two snakes eating each other's tails?
I think it's two
different versions.
Yeah. But maybe you're right. Maybe it's just something eating its own tail. There was this awesome line in a movie that I saw last night called Me and You and Everyone We Know. And you totally would have dug this like little kid character, because it was him and his brother, and they were online in a chat room, and his older brother was typing. He's like, okay, fine, you can decide what we're going to say in this chat room. He's like, tell them I want to poop into their butt, and then they'll poop into my butt, and we'll pass it back and forth between us forever. Yeah, and it became like this sort of like running theme throughout the whole movie.
I think I saw a Flash cartoon.
Did you?
Remember Duty.com?
It wasn't quite like that, actually.
Yeah.
Duty.com was fucking crazy.
Two characters.
Because there were these long animations. It's great that you're having a conversation with somebody off mic about a picture that's being drawn on the whiteboard. That is quite possibly the best possible radio you could be doing.
Is it a cool picture?
It's some
ASCII art of people crapping into each other's walls. That's kind of... I really do appreciate that.
Yeah, I think you honestly... Yes. Yes, I did. Because I think... I mean, you might not like the whole thing, but you would definitely have thought that scene was awesome.
Right. I remember the days when I had that DOS credit card generator. Just a credit card number generator, so it was like, woo, free pay porn. And it turns out all pay porn sucks, right? But then you use the credit card generator, make a fake credit card number, and then you sign up for a site on the porn site. Usually lasts a little while before something comes back and they can it, right?
Huh.
So, and then there's like, you know, this is like 1999 style, you know, webcam with a live girl that you're chatting with, and you need to tell her what to do. And had a lot of fun just sitting there drunk. Getting mad because she wouldn't put her boobs up her butt.
I don't think that's a fair request necessarily.
That's what she said. No, that is literally what she said a bunch of times, and I would always just keep saying, "Come on, I paid good money for this. Why are you don't just put your boobs up your ass?" And then I would always get kicked out of the room. But it was fun because I wasn't losing my own money, and I wasn't losing anybody else's money either. That was really very much a victimless crime.
They would just, you put in any 16-digit number that, like, worked within their validator, and wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't think you could do that anymore. I think that the shit is more sophisticated.
Well, it can be. It doesn't have to be.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like, in general, now, every place has merchant services where they can validate credit card transactions in real time on the internet.
Not every place.
Well, okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it costs money, so if they're trying to cut corners...
Fair enough. Cut corners? Is cutting costs cutting corners? Are you saying that efficiency is somehow the same as shoddiness?
No.
That's
are
what
you
saying, said, though.
No. You, are you saying that...
Cutting corners implies shoddiness.
No. I don't think it's shoddy that people get to watch porn for free. are you saying that porn is shoddy?
No.
Like chat rooms with... boobs up people's
see,
butts.
See, this is what you're having. You know that you've lost this argument, so you're just saying a bunch of nonsense now.
No, you're...
Where do you learn this tactic? You just go on and on. You just keep talking. You go on and on and on.
Eventually you'll get too tired, and then I'll kick you in the nuts.
Okay. Have you done anything interesting in the last week?
Not really. No.
You've made some delicious limoncello that we're all enjoying, except for Riff, because he's on a teat run right now.
I bottled some limoncello. I started making it in April, which it tastes awesome, and I think it's because it took many, many, many months to make. Which makes me sad, because I'm drinking it faster than I think I could possibly make it.
Right. We're so. You know what we should do? We should sell shots of homemade limoncello at con for like $100 each.
I don't think that's gonna happen.
What are you talking about? Why not?
I mean, sure.
Why
think,
is that?
I think we would sell exactly zero shots.
What? Well, that's better than none. You said exactly.
Wait a minute.
Zero. Yeah, this limoncello is pretty fucking delicious, though.
Yeah.
Smooth and deadly.
Yeah, you can't even really tell that it's alcoholic.
I've got that and some also a glass of Jack Daniels, which you also can't even really tell is alcoholic. If you're me, at least. I drink so much whiskey, it's like water to me. I've been at sea for so long that the whiskey is like water and the water is like wine. I never understood adages that implied that wine tasted good, because it really doesn't.
I've had wine that I've quite enjoyed drinking.
Oh, sorry, I guess I'm just not enough of a pretentious homo to enjoy the taste
of wine. You just don't try things enough.
Oh, yeah. No, that's me. I don't try things. I'm the kind of guy who doesn't try things enough. If there's one thing that...
Yeah,
if there's one sentence that
you
can say about me, it is that I am not particularly adventurous in my consumption of alcohol.
Well, because given the choice between wine and beer, you will always go for beer.
No, that isn't true. I think, given the choice between good wine and Budweiser, I would drink wine.
Okay, but given the choice between a good wine selection and a good beer selection, you drink beer.
Sure.
Okay, so, I mean, I feel like there have been plenty of opportunities for you to drink good wine.
Why don't you do shots of gin? You're not very adventurous.
I've done a shot of gin, and
no,
I don't...
You haven't.
I have.
No, you haven't. I've been watching you since you were born. You have not done a shot of gin.
Okay.
Not once. Not once, not never. Bullshit. I missed doing a shot of gin. Somebody needs a glass of gin drunk, they come to you. Yeah, right. Yeah. Spat is Napoleon Dynamite among our crowd. Or at least among me.
What is?
Drink it out of cups.
What about it?
It's the new Napoleon Dynamite. It's eminently quotable.
Yeah.
Well, you keep quoting it.
Sure.
Well,
which means
therefore.
It's eminently quotable. Yeah. Do you suppose that if there was a Jeopardy category about things like that, it would be called quotant quotables? And do you suppose that if that was a Jeopardy category, the first question would be, Alex, I'll take what the fuck does the word quotant mean for 1,000?
If it was about math.
Quotient.
Quotient.
Yes.
Quotable quotients.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Sean Clannery says, "Hey, you!" And then follows up with, not get into my car, but, yeah, I'm talking to you. Add a cast count to Golden Mr. A's already. Cast count to Golden Mr. A's, probably something that should happen. I feel like we've got other things that have cast counts on them. I've got a lot of PMs to Jick. You know, but it turns out they're just random bullshit. They're not about the radio. Build a Cat, though, wrote one snake eating its tail. You don't know, Build a Cat. There are more different kinds of snakes eating parts of themselves than are dreamt of in your philosophy. Horatio. Do you suppose that border towns in Mexico are weighed against each other in terms of their hoe ratio? Like the ratio of prostitutes to civilians?
I was...
You get it?
With you from the very first notion of...
Do you suppose that somebody's uncle who drank the contents of a lot of thermometers would become a Mercutio?
Wow.
Somebody else want to talk for a while?
It's nice that you tied that back into the whole Mexico thing.
I did.
I know.
I did, you know. That's why I felt like it was worth saying.
I know.
I feel that way about a lot of things. I could do a lot of things if I had some money. Let's see. Missing Nose says, Pebble Brow in the microbrewery, as well as whatever the food was in Snoote for the duration of the event, please. That food and booze is way too powerful to put in the microbrewery and or Snoote. Speaking of which, I don't know what the quality is like on those, so we probably ought to blacklist them. Unless it's not a big deal that they be in there every once in a while. It's kind of fun.
Pretty good.
Kind of funny. It is pretty good. It is pretty good, but normally, mostly what we care about is turns per fullness.
What's the cutoff?
Does the temper? It's quality 10, I think, is the cutoff.
Yeah,
quality 10.
We'll need to blacklist
list.
Them.
Yeah. Blacklist. A whitelist. A whitelist of things to reject. When does a whitelist become a blacklist? If somebody tries to whitewash you off of a list, does that mean you've been blackballed?
I don't think so.
What does blackballed even mean? Is it like 86th?
In like voting for someone for something, often I think in fraternities, you would have two marbles, a white marble and a black marble.
Mm-hmm.
And you would just put one of them into a bag, casting your vote.
In your fraternity, what you did was that you gave each of the pledges one marble that was either white or black, and they held it behind their head such that only the person behind them could see it, and then made them solve a riddle involving a lot of light switches.
No.
No?
No.
Because that seems like the kind of thing that you would do.
No. And then at the end, they would just pour out all the marbles, and if there were any black marbles, assuming that it had to be a unanimous vote, then they would have been said to have been blackballed.
I see. So everyone has to agree.
Well, in the case where, yeah, that's what a blackball means is like it's a person, it's a
does
vote.
Does each person only get one black marble?
Well, yeah, I mean it can be structured such that each vote you get one black and one white marble or whatever.
I see.
So
if each person only got to use one black marble over the course of the entire voting thing, then that would create an interesting situation, right? Because what would happen is if there was one person that was just obviously an asshole, either you would get everybody saving their black marble because they knew that somebody else would probably use it, or you would get everyone wasting their black marble on that guy,
right?
And so you'd end up with like the two half assholes getting in also.
Right.
Yeah, that's a bad system. We should not use a system like that when we start our frat.
Okay.
We should be like those guys in old school. Riff, you want to start a frat?
Kappa Omega Lambda.
We can use this as a frat house. It'd be great.
Kappa Omega Lambda.
Zly could be our den mother. Because frats are like Cub Scout troops.
Yeah.
House mother.
I guess. I mean, I don't think that most fraternities had women living in
them. Are you saying that television and movies have lied to me?
No. No.
Next thing you're going to tell me Jeff Bridges isn't really from space.
I thought that was Kevin Spacey.
That was a different movie.
See?
I'm talking about Starman, not fucking goddamn K-Pax. Fucking,
jeez.
Hey, look at me, I'm Jonathan Livingston, alien girl.
God.
Hate shit like that. All those fucking books, man. Really is an allegory. I kind of almost feel the same way about The Little Prince. It's like, look, here's a story where I tell you about what I've learned about living your life. Watership Down. Watership Down.
What about
Jonathan Livingston, Rabbit Skull. Commie Rabbit, and...
I think of Animal Farm.
Animal Farm.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you how to live your life. That's... I mean, I guess unless they're telling you to live your life by not living in a communist country because it sucks.
Not living on two legs.
That, what was it? Was it Animal Farm that got pulled from, or was it 1984? Either Animal Farm or 1984, there was some problem with the DRM, and so people, like Amazon, deleted all the copies of it from people's Kindles who'd bought it.
It was
remotely.
At least 1984. Yeah. It might have been.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't really connect that for a minute. That's pretty funny.
Let's see.
Did we want to get to the tweeter?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Questions.
Go ahead.
I can't read them. They're on...
What? Oh, right.
On
yeah,
a computer.
Okay. You know, but you don't have a Twitter
No, I've got it.
Because
I've got it open to the Bugbear questions.
Yeah, but...
I mean, I could close this.
Go back out to your home. You totally could, and you wouldn't even have to reload.
But, okay. Also, I don't see the names the same way you do.
Okay, right. Are you sure? I think Twitterific changed to actually show the...
No. You get to choose, and I don't know where that preference is, and
mine got set by itself. You must be wanting to stalk the people who reply to our Twitter, because you're...
No. God damn it.
Okay. Okay, let's see.
These are not the same names.
Sure.
Yeah.
The Rum asked that same question about Totally Rad again. The Rum, go listen to the show where I answered this last time. Yeah. I think it was a week ago today. The Stalker says, so what do you guys think about the Golden Sun series? Riff, have you played any of the Golden Sun games?
What is the Golden Sun?
I've heard of them. I don't remember what that is.
For the Game Boy Advance, I think. Huh. It's one of the first RPGs that came out for the Game Boy Advance. It had a graphical style that I didn't really care for, and I think I might have played it doesn't make any sense that I would have played a demo. I must have downloaded it for an emulator to see if I wanted to buy it, and then decided that it was no good and that I didn't want to buy it. I feel like it was just really kind of super generic JRPG stuff, was my impression. You ever play any of them, Riff?
Not that I recall. I'm looking for screenshots here to maybe jog my memory. Yeah, I don't know. Don't think so.
Rex Maxis says, I didn't want it to come to this, but I'm in the data center with a shotgun. I want a full char pane and compact mode, or I start shooting. You know, if you shoot all of our competitors in the data center, then we will make all the money.
I don't think we have any direct competitors.
Oh, come on.
What?
If you blow up Easy News, all the people who are currently watching anime and porn and listening to illicit music from Easy News would start playing KOL and giving us all their money.
Yeah, that follows directly.
It does.
Yeah. But you have said that you're going to do that, right? Like, that's...
Yeah. Yeah, it's problematic, right? Because right now, there are two frame sets, one for compact mode and one for full mode, right?
Right.
I need to replace the outer frame set with a single PHP document that generates the frame set based on flags.
Oh, I see.
And it's just messy, right? Because like that code works. So as soon as I start fucking with it, I'm gonna use browser incompatibilities and
I feel like you're gonna
fuck knows what
break
else.
All my custom frame sets.
That's also
stuff.
Probably true. Gonna break all of everybody's custom frame sets and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Although maybe not. Maybe not, honestly.
You could have couldn't you have the character pane itself check to see your flags, or would that be annoying?
Well, I don't know that frames can resize themselves in code.
Huh. Okay. I see what you're saying there. I see what you are saying.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with letting you toggle between the two independently. Right. And even adding different versions that people...
In color.
Yeah. Yeah.
With different art.
Yeah.
From perhaps a different game.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Oh, you know how, like, you could play Bejeweled while you're on your flight path in World of Warcraft?
Mm-hmm.
You could play World of Warcraft while you're waiting for your turns to refresh in KOL. But in the character pane.
Skiba says, any good music you can recommend? Picked up a lot of good artists from you. Anything besides They Might Be Giants, The Mini-Bosses, MC Frontalot, Neutral Milk Hotel? I think Hot Stuff is prepared to answer this question.
I am. I saw that question before the show started, and so I actually made a list.
Did you put it on your list of lists to make?
I didn't, because I made it right then. Part of the whole getting things done philosophy is anything you can do in under like 5 minutes, you just do right then.
Mm-hmm.
You don't put it on a list.
That's why I bought Nightmare's plane tickets today instead of putting it up, putting
good.
It off.
Good. Yeah. Because he's helping to write the LARP.
Yes.
Which is going to be awesome.
I hope.
Yeah, we had like 700 people register for it already.
Jeez.
Yeah,
that's weird. We're going to have to refund 650 tickets.
Yeah, I know.
And
sucks.
$650,
$20 is... I know. All right, so... I started off with Radiohead, because I was like, that's my favorite band. And if you don't listen to Radiohead, you should. But that's not really... That one's sort of obvious. And then I was like, okay, there's the Postal Service and Eels, which are pretty well-known bands, but also good. I was sort of looking at the ones that Skiba mentioned, like... what would be sort of in the same kind of vein.
Mm-hmm.
I've not
listened to enough Eels.
Eels is good.
I saw them live, and it was a really weird show. It was not... They played zero slow songs. I feel like most of what I've heard from Eels on albums
like
has been slow.
Slower,
it was very much
tempo.
Just like this really just guitar-heavy rock show that they played.
I can imagine wanting to do something very different in concert than your album stuff. And a lot of this stuff is like... These are bands that I like... an album format and not necessarily having seen a lot of these live.
Right.
So then I was thinking Jurassic 5 because they're like, they're not exactly like MC Frontalot or whatever, but they're like kind of smart rap that's kind of good. And then Hooverphonic, which is really good. Magnetic Fields,
That, you know, honestly, Skiba, buy 69
Love Songs. Yeah.
The Magnetic Fields, it's like a 3 CD collection, 69 Love Songs. You will love it.
Yeah.
That was like on the shelf as something that I discovered around the same time as Neutral Milk Hotel, and it's very much
it's very
in the
good.
Same vein. I've played a lot of it on the radio, but not in a long time.
Morphine is a Boston band that, if you've not heard, you should listen to
them.
They
have like a Sublime kind of sound, or
vaguely. I mean, they're kind of it's like jazzy but rock. It's really good.
Jazzy butt rock.
Yeah, jazzy butt rock. It's good. Incredible Moses Leroy is another band that I really like. They've got a lot of really kind of funky songs. Moxie Fruvis is somebody that I like. That
don't listen to Moxie Fruvis.
Zach would like, but
any of you assholes.
He's just too up in his own butt to like them. And then I was going to recommend, like, unlike pretty much all the rest of the stuff on my list, is a friend of mine who's a folk singer who's getting more and more like real popular and stuff like that. She's like touring with big bands and stuff like that.
What bands is she touring with?
She toured with
Moxie Fruvis.
No.
Radiohead.
Now see, now you've blanked out my ability to remember anything at all. Richard Schindel is sort of helped her get along. I don't know if you know who he is.
I don't. Thus disproving your point.
No. Anyway, her name is Antje Duvekot. AntjeDuvekot. And you should totally check her out because she's got good songs. I like a lot of like folk music that are like modern folk.
Do you like the Indigo Girls?
Yeah, I like Indigo Girls.
Are you a lesbian?
Sure.
I mean, do you have a naked lady fetish?
I like naked ladies.
Do you think it counts as a fetish?
I don't know if that counts as a fetish. I also like the bare naked ladies, I guess, a little bit.
I kind of like them,
but I don't know. But yeah, if you want some sort of list of good modern folk acts, I could also come up with a totally separate list of that. Dar Williams is good in that group. Richard Schindel is a folk singer as well.
About you, Riff? Recommend a band.
I can't recommend anything similar to that list. The stuff I listen to is like Prodigy and Pendulum and Hybrid, KMFDM, that
Orb.
Kind of thing.
You like Orb, don't you?
Orb, yeah, Orb, Orbital. I don't know. Stuff
is there any band that's Orbital with four extra letters added to it?
Orbital with four extra letters added to
yeah,
it?
Yeah, like Orb, Orbital.
Orbital-ittle.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Not that I know of.
Orbital-ittle. Orbital-ittle would be a funny name, right?
Yeah.
It'd be a good name for a band.
Orbital-ittle. What was your phone ringer?
It was MSI, right?
MSI,
oh,
yeah.
I only really like that one MSI song, though. I haven't listened to any other MSI to speak of.
I've had a lot of it played at me, and I kind of like it.
I mean, I definitely like that song quite a bit.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
There's Faggot, too, which is a pretty good song. You must have heard that at some point.
I think
Nama
so.
Nama used to play it all the time.
What was that? You also had a video on your blog that was that creepy animals on bikes.
Jenny gave me that, and
I don't know what
I can't group remember that is. The name of the band.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's another one that I'm only aware of that one song of them.
You should check out any of the videos on minimumsafedistance.org.
Available on the internet at minimumsafedistance.org. Also, obligatory overthinking it podcast plug. Those assholes haven't said word one about us yet.
They probably don't listen to this podcast.
Yeah, I know. I told him, though.
You told him?
I told him. I told him. I've been talking about him. I told Matthew...
Conahy?
Sneeder. I forget what his name is. Matthew Skell... Skirt. Skelskliff.
You just need to become a guest on their podcast.
Yeah, you keep saying that, and I keep telling you, I'm not smart enough.
You are... totally smart enough.
Look, I'm not fishing for compliments. I'm telling you, I'm not smart enough to be on that podcast.
You just don't sound pretentious enough. That's like they're not smarter than you. They just have this like
they have English accents, and so they trick me into believing that they're smarter than me.
Hoity-toity approach to saying things.
Okay. So I wouldn't be dumber than them. I would just sound dumber than them, and therefore I don't want that.
It's like taking a class at Harvard. It's like everybody talks really big, but their ideas aren't necessarily better than than other smart people's.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, Angel Rider 83 says, "Is anything rolling out tonight? I just want to know because it's my birthday today." Now it's also Disco Banjo's birthday today.
Oh yeah.
But I don't think he's doing anything today for his birthday.
Yeah, we asked him what he was doing. He turned something. I don't remember.
He's probably 31 or 32.
At midnight, and you asked him what he was doing. He's like, "I'm gonna sleep."
We climbed so many rocks.
Yeah, we did.
I climbed my first 5'10" yesterday.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. No, it wasn't.
It was.
It was hard.
Yeah, which is awesome.
No. Doing things that are hard isn't fun. Emiliana says, "My con excitement knows no bounds. Also, I ordered a shirt. If it turns out that your XL and my XL are not the same, can I trade?" That's kind of tricky, because we're
ordering all these shirts.
Printing them to order.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is a problem.
Not shipping them anywhere, and we will probably let people order them at con, but they're going to cost more if we do that, because when we have stuff done like that in smaller quantities, it costs us more.
Yeah.
And we end up having to ship it to if you order it once you're here. So we're really trying to discourage people from doing that. In fact, I shouldn't have even said that
we're considering allowing people
to do it. It's just that in the interest of full disclosure, I always disclose absolutely everything.
Yeah.
My butthole really kind of itches right now. It doesn't really. I was just saying that as a joke.
See, now you've disclosed the disclosure joke.
That's true. Did you ever read Disclosure or see the movie Disclosure?
Mm-mm.
It was, they were talking about that on the Overthinking It podcast the other day. It was like a Michael Crichton book. It wasn't very good.
Okay.
It was about sexual harassment and virtual reality.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it based on a real thing, or was it just...
I don't think so. I mean... there was virtual reality in it, so it certainly wasn't based on anything that was effectual or actually interesting in the fullness of time.
I mean, a chat room is virtual reality, or, you know, World of Warcraft is virtual reality.
What about Virtual Insanity by Jamiroquai? Remember that Jamiroquai video where he's in the room where the floor keeps moving? And it was really good, actually.
I don't remember.
Like, I almost never enjoy watching someone dance.
Uh-huh.
But, like, this video was pretty interesting. It was just him dancing in a room, but it is a room that the floor is mobile, and there are basically all these dudes underneath it moving the floor around.
Right.
And he was staying in the same place, but dancing in such a way that he was, like, walking around while he was doing this. I think it was a Virtual Insanity video. It's pretty good. Pretty good video. You gotta check that out on the YouTubes.
I'll have to look that up, especially if you remind me later.
Yeah. Jellobois says, "How many folks have ordered shirts?" I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't either. It's possible that it's also 700. Because they
So you posted something on the Twitter that I didn't see where you said how many people...
Yeah, around 50 people have registered already for con in the first 24 hours.
Hmm. Is that comparable to last year?
I have no idea. I mean, I feel like they roll in. There's like a heavy burst at the beginning, and then they just keep rolling in, and then there's like a big burst right before, which is kind of unfortunate because we try to use these numbers to...
Although the venue we got is significantly cheaper than Arizona Center for Tempe Arts.
Yeah.
The Arizona Center for Tempurapathic Healing. We should have an event at SWEHA, the Southwest Institute for the Healing Arts. Bullshit.
Oh, wow, that's a real place.
No offense to anybody who goes to that school, but that school is total bullshit. Fucking chiropractors. Fucking chiropractors and naturopaths.
Yeah. You know, I have nothing inherently against alternative medicine, but the sort of naturopathy...
Alternative medicine just means using things that are not effective instead of using medicine?
No, not at all. I mean,
yes,
there's...
It does.
No.
Yes, it does. That's what it means.
There are plenty of Eastern medical practices that are becoming more and more known in the Western medical sense and are becoming like, hey, this actually does something, this actually works, you know, like, but the whole
acupuncture.
Homeopathy or where you'd like take some, I don't know, toxin and you like wave it near a bottle of water and then you sell the bottle of water as like a preventative cure.
Mm-hmm.
Just seems kind of ridiculous.
What about when they get oil out of snakes and sell it to people?
Yeah, I think that cures everything though, doesn't it?
It's like you can't get oil from a snake.
Like panacea.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what panacea means?
That something that cures everything?
Well, I know that panacea means something that cures everything, but is it etymologically like what's its etymology?
Pan meaning
okay,
all
okay,
and sia meaning things.
Oh, I see.
I don't know what sia means. Or a sia.
Whiskey's a panacea. And Jack Daniels.
I thought beer was a panacea.
Anything. If you had a bakery that sold whiskey,
uh-huh.
A bakery that sold nothing but whiskey,
yeah.
You'd call it the panacea panaderia. What's the a boulangerie?
That's like a loaf of bread that wears some sexy,
sexy
night
outfit.
Garments. Yeah.
Deputy Danster says, saw lychees at a store, never had them before. Got them because I recognized them from KOL. Delicious! Any other delicious fruits to share? No, I'm not much of an exotic fruit kind of dude.
It's because you don't like to experiment with exotic fruits.
Uh-huh.
I went to this supermarket in Boston, and it was called Star Market, where they've since been bought by Shaw's. But they had these fruits that I'd never seen, which were star fruits, which I thought were just a joke because it was Star Market. And I thought, oh, that's funny. They just sell these things. Oh, they manufacture these things.
These fruits?
Yeah, I thought...
Only God can manufacture a fruit.
I thought it was very... But apparently there are these things called star fruits.
Yeah.
Which are awful.
Are they? I've never heard of
them. Yeah, I bought one. I was like, oh, that's funny. And then I was like, this tastes like crap. Why would anyone eat this?
I kind of want to try a durian.
Don't those like smell like rotting meat?
They smell really, really bad, but they taste good. Yeah.
Yeah. You can have a durian, I'll get a DeLorean.
Okay, so then if I eat it and it's really bad, I can be like, can you please take me back in time to before I ate that fucking thing? And then you can.
Exactly.
As long as there's enough room to get up to 88 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, enough road. Damn it. Yeah. I might say enough road so that one of you could say where we're going. We don't need roads. Rad Jose says, what do you think about how fast the rock lobster was found? Also, if you're ever in LA again, I'll take you out to an awesome lunch. Well, okay. It does not surprise me how fast the rock lobster was found at all. There wasn't anything really tricky about it.
Yeah, I feel like that's pretty standard for unobscured recipes.
Let's see.
Well, people are actually commenting on the show as it's going on. That's weird.
Emiliana says, gotta agree that cutting corners implies leaving out necessary steps in order to produce more quickly at a lesser quality. See? Factitious wrote, this desert is broken, it's raining like crazy go nuts. I thought that was about the game at first. No, I was out on the porch at the Pretentious Artist's house, watching the rain fall, listening to the rain fall.
There was like an awesome thunder and lightning storm, which would have been normally awesome, except it was fucking obscuring the meteor shower.
Oh.
So aggravating. There was like a break in the clouds, and I saw like one meteor. I was like, yay! And then it closed up and rained.
Yeah, well, at least you saw one meteor.
Yeah. Yeah. I had all these like meteor standing out in a meteor shower, why am I not clean yet jokes ready to Twitter about, and just didn't get a chance.
Oh, well, gosh. That is just a darn shame.
Isn't it?
Yeah, man.
Boy, the world
Twitter
is a poorer place.
Yeah. I was going to compare meteor showers to baby showers. I wonder if a baby shower would have... Because, like, the meteors are, like, grains of sand, right? So they create this, like, streak of light, and they're, like, a grain of sand. Imagine what a baby shower would look like.
Oh, yeah, wow. That would be...
Yeah.
Wow.
It would be brilliant. Emiliana says, oh, and is there any more detail about the con LARP? Costume geeks need to know what to bring. I think we're also going to do a costume contest at the concert. It's a little different this year because the barbecue and the concert are in the same place. We're not doing the concert at a bar.
I just realized that we're not necessarily providing dinner.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a weird issue.
That is a weird issue.
People will need to leave to go get dinner and then come back.
Huh. Yeah. I mean, they had to...
Yeah, but they were two different places, so it made a lot more sense.
That is true. Well, everybody can go to Pizza Hut.
That's true.
We can make a list of restaurants. I mean, we can post a big
do that.
Thing of restaurants, and then people can decide where to go. There's that Oregano's down the way from there, which would be nice for people.
Yeah.
There's a McDonald's. That's exotic.
If they're really craving barbecue after lunch, they can go to Joe's.
Oh yeah, they can go to the place where we're getting the lunch catered by, have some more of the same food, or get something different off the same menu. Xy Idol says, when you've talked about it in the past, you said that the Mayfly bait was supposed to be a boon to Aftercore. Other than its small effect in Obopolis, it doesn't seem to have much Aftercore use, or is it not fully spaded? Well,
it's an ongoing thing.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we probably ought to do something underwater with it.
It already does something underwater.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, with the snap flap? The Neptron?
No, there's just something that generically does underwater.
Is it?
Yeah.
What is it?
I don't remember, but it has a generic... But I thought it had a generic behavior underwater.
I think that is not the case. I think we talked about doing that.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't fucking know, man. I don't know. Some of this I already read.
You already answered Inferno Hero's question about level 23 instances.
I didn't, but I don't really know what to tell him.
The deadlines.
He's probably level 40 by now, anyway.
Yeah, but deadlines. Regardless of what level you are, deadlines.
Yeah, you gotta run the deadlines.
I mean, that's... That...
It is one of the coolest instances.
Thematically, it's just super cool.
Yeah. It's fun to solo years later.
Yeah. Man, yeah.
What else? What else is there at low level, instance-wise?
Man, did you guys hear about the, they announced the two new races for the next expansion?
Did they actually announce them?
Yeah.
No.
I believe so.
What are they?
The Horde gets goblins.
Really?
So apparently they're not neutral anymore, and I don't know what happens to the neutral goblin cities. The Alliance gets Worgen. The,
Wow.
The definitely evil werewolf guys. So I basically feel like this confirms that the new guys in charge of Warcraft now don't really seem to know what's going on.
Wow. I think you're just saying that because you're tired of it.
Well, I mean, that's definitely a part of it, but come on.
So on the Player versus Developer blog, which I read, this guy plays a lot of games, says interesting things about them. He was talking about how basically every race in World of Warcraft, there are good ones and bad ones, right? Like, every race.
But we've been trained for so long to view the Worgen as being universally evil.
Have we?
I feel like we have.
Are there no places where...
I have never seen a good Worgen.
There are no good Worgen in the game that I was aware of.
Is the only good Worgen a dead Worgen?
I don't know. There's like the Worgen in that one town in Silver Pine.
Sure. Why? But okay. Why couldn't you have an island in the south where there was a tribe of humans that was so good, or so, you know, like some monks that were so good at meditating, like fucking Seth Green? Oh, I went to Tibet, and so now I'm not a werewolf anymore.
Except when I'm around you,
bullshit. That conversation where he's sitting on the bed with her talking about going to Tibet so he's not a werewolf anymore was all I had ever seen of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I happened to flip past that conversation when it was on, and I'm like,
I see.
God damn, that is stupid.
Oh, man.
You know, maybe the goblins are raw red.
It's a new breed of
red. Yeah, that is honestly more surprising to me than the Worgen. Like, I would have assumed Naga or something, because
Naga, please.
Yeah. But that's, like, that takes out a huge... I guess the gnome, like, they're goblin and gnomish cities, right? Like,
yeah.
So, they can still be neutral, and you could still, you could have just goblins on the horde side.
I feel like...
I guess as a...
I mean, aren't there goblins, in all the neutral cities, aren't there goblins and gnomes?
Yeah.
I feel like, what's his name, the big one?
There's the one in Outland that, as a horde, you can't get near. That's a gnomish city, I thought.
Is there?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
Because there's, like, what, Area 51? Area 52? Is that the one in Netherstorm?
There's that one in Netherstorm, right. And then there's one up in like, the dragon spine... inspired area. I have not played this game in so long, I've started to forget stuff about it, which is cool.
I feel like almost all of the neutral cities have gnomes and goblins, so in a way, having goblins as horde characters kind of makes sense,
if
right?
If that's true, I...
Well, I mean, like, Gadgetzan certainly does, right?
Gadgetzan are just gnomes.
Yeah, Gadgetzan is only gnomes. Yeah. And,
okay, and I guess Booty Bay is just goblins.
Yeah, Booty Bay is only goblins. Huh. Gadgetzan wasn't a city either, that was an instance.
Well, but it was a city before it was an instance.
Well, yeah.
Wait, I'm not talking about Gadgetzan. What's in Tenaris?
Oh,
No, that is Gadgetzan. Nomuragan is...
Nomuragan is what you guys are thinking about. Right. It is Gadgetzan, okay.
And that does have both.
Gadgetzan does have both gnomes and goblins. Yeah, that's what I thought.
And then what, Everluck or whatever the one up in Winter Spring is.
Oh, yeah, that weird one that nobody ever goes to. My particular journey never really took me there. Although that is where I saw that guy doing the old trick you could do as a hunter.
Oh, yeah.
He'd attack a Griffin Master, and it would spawn those two Griffin pets that would normally kill you when you attack a Griffin Master, but then you could feign death and then wait for it to cool down, and they would lose aggro and just be sitting there, and so you could just generate hundreds of these things because it didn't check to see if any already existed.
Yeah, and then if you could trick anybody into attacking them... So great. You could do it as any class, actually, because I did it as a priest. You just had to be in a place that they couldn't path to.
Oh, I see.
And they would de-aggro after, like, 15 seconds, and then you could just keep doing it over and over and over again.
I'm surprised. So, could you get... You couldn't attack from somewhere that the flight master couldn't path to you, though.
Yeah, you usually had to do it from on top of a wall or a tower that you normally couldn't path to.
Huh.
Like, I did it in... The whatever the city is in the swamp.
Stonard.
No, the other swamp. Swamp on the other continent.
Oh, in
the Alliance City.
Menethil Harbor?
Yes.
Okay.
I like made like, you know, 100 griffins there.
What is the name of that swamp? It was the one that they...
Swamp of Sorrows is the one...
Swamp of Sorrows is the one on the Eastern Kingdoms. What's the... Dark Spire Marsh? Dust Wallow Marsh. Yeah, this is a great show.
This is a cartography with your friends Jake Constant and Riff.
The Great Small One says, a question for Jake: what was the inspiration for this game? A World of Warcraft, strangely enough.
Even though it predates.
Potionator says, can you flip the switch so the price data for the new rock items gets archived? Okay, thanks. Bye. Yeah, I don't know what the deal is with that. I don't know if I forgot to mark stuff public or WTF. Goldust says, did you remember to make new Halloween treats for the new outfits? Yes, because we got some awesome scheduling tools and hot stuff is all, do it. It takes less than 5 minutes, so do it now. And I said, it doesn't take less than 5 minutes. You're an idiot and an asshole. I'm going to put it on my list. And you said, okay.
And then I had to remind you a second time to finish it.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Hippo King says, question for the radio show. Are the Merkin prayer beads functional, or are they useless until the next update? I don't know. Sir Linguini Lot says, big rock or random ore slash mine item from the Goatlet outfit check, please. I can see the random ore slash mine item. I'm not giving out big rocks there.
Goatlet. Outfit check?
Yeah, what we could do is, well...
What do you mean by goatfoot outfit
check? There's that super likely that it forces you to get if you don't have... This is actually a good idea. Making it take a turn and give you
a random or.
If you have the outfit?
If you don't have the outfit. You get the... If you're not in the outfit, this is that thing that Mr. Mag made us do so that you couldn't...
just pull the outfit? No, what?
So that you had to pull the outfit. You couldn't just pull the oars. That you needed both the oars and the outfit to ascend. Because it's a good idea. It makes sense, right? But the way that he did that was by putting it... The way that he suggested doing it was by putting an adventure in the Gauntlet that you have to have the mining outfit on to actually unlock the Gauntlet. And right now, it's just a super likely that doesn't take any turns, and that's why it created all those oyster egg exploits.
Right.
That's fixed, but there are other things that are gonna... You know, there was like a marmot clover exploit with it, probably. Like, it was messy. Having super likelies that are the only thing that can happen that don't take turns allows people to, like, run some counters up arbitrarily large. And
right.
Yeah, it's bad. Bad thing.
Or because it's in the Gauntlet. Bad thing.
Xanorak says, will there ever be another amazing set of items like the Naval Ring of Naval Gazing, the V for Vivula Mask, and the Bottle Rocket Crossbow? The Naval Ring remake would sell very well. I think a Naval Ring remake would just piss people off because it would either have to operate on the same counter as the Naval Ring. It would be nice if we retrofitted all of the stuff that gives free runaways into some sort of mechanic that maxed out at a certain point.
Yeah.
You know?
But
so that we could reintroduce something like the Naval Ring in the future without it being one of those problems where, you know.
Yeah.
It's twice as good.
It's tough.
Yeah. Let's see. Santi Fowler says, hi, after trophies 68 and 81 have been discovered recently, I'd like to know if there exist further undiscovered ones. If so, this would be a new challenge for the KOL community. Thanks. There are 7 undiscovered trophies. As always. We always, whenever somebody, when 61 or 68 and 81 were discovered, we added 2 more trophies. I mean, we always keep the total number of undiscovered trophies at 7. Dum dum dum. We should play La Musica.
La Musica Vida Loca.
There we go. All right, we'll see you guys in like a 10.
10.
Yeah.
Good stuff indeed. Hot stuff. Does the song Good Stuff resonate with you especially deeply?
No.
Good.
I mean, good does not necessarily equal hot.
The Dudester says, add a backside to the main map, could have a new landmass with reference to the Declaration of Independence from National Treasure.
Oh my god.
Then I would have to watch National Treasure, and that's not something I'd... That's not a bullet I'm willing to take for my art.
Yeah.
Jan Dungeon Man says, can we have Juan Valdez as an ultra-rare south of the border? That's kind of funny. A zone called V's Hills, with Juan Valdez as a as an ultra-rare. And then, oh man, all the monsters could be stuff from that Black Hole Sun video. So you're fighting, like, a Great Dane that's probably been fucking some chick.
What?
Because that's implied.
Is that implied in the Black Hole Sun
I
video?
I think it's implied in the Black Hole Sun video. Lord Derby says, I happen to work at Kinko's, so I put the Choose Your Own Adventure books in print-friendly form. Feel free to put them on your website. And then sends us a link, which I will try and save later.
Okay.
P.S. Thursday show made me laugh more than anything else in recent memory, especially the poop of turd story. Thanks, guys. The poop of turd story is pretty good. We need to get a video camera so we can start. I will sing the songs and put them up on YouTube.
On
one at
YouTube.
A time. Yeah.
It's weird to me that you're more okay with like a video YouTube
than trying to sell this bullshit. Oh, how is that weird to you?
Millions of dollars is weirdness to me. Like, I'm like, okay, I could have a burgeoning recording career, or I could give my shit away for free on the internet. Free away on the internet. That's your vibe, man.
So, do you think you could do something like if I like played a line on the piano?
Yeah.
Could you loop that, and then I could like sing the bass line, and then you have me like, you know, the video splits, and then there's like me playing the piano on one side, and then me singing the bass line on the other side, and then add a third voice, and then add a fourth voice, because I would do stuff like that. That'd be fun. Can you do that? Is your video editing and sound expertise enough to do that?
I do not have a video editing program that I think would do that.
Doesn't
well.
Doesn't the Mac come with something?
I don't know that you can do that level of editing on iMovie. Also, we don't have a video camera.
Well, but we need a video camera anyway.
Okay.
Well, we do.
Okay.
If we're gonna make the next... If we're ever gonna get you into Felicia Day's pants, we're gonna need a video camera. I'm serious, dude.
Oh, man. I talked to her. She's nice.
I know you did. And right up your alley.
She's, you know, in L.A. I don't think she's interested in anybody who doesn't live in L.A.
Well, you can move to L.A. I mean, you can't move to L.A. I would never come and visit
way.
You.
L.A. is terrible.
It is kind of just a god-awful city.
I mean, there are definitely some cool things that happen in L.A., but, like, as a city overall, it's just vacuous. The people are...
And really, Phoenix...
By and large, vapid. And
Phoenix, as a city, is kind of like the bullshit younger brother of L.A.
It is.
So, yeah.
It's weird. I don't know why I'm okay with living here. I think it's just because, like, I ignore the city itself, and I, like, go outside and... bike all the time.
You ignore the city by getting as close to it as possible?
Well, no.
Is this like some kind of Zen thing?
Yeah, basically. There's no forest. There's just the trees.
I see. The pretentious artist was working on a forest backdrop today, and
there were no
trees. I said, can I see it? And he was like, no, because it doesn't really exist yet. All I've done is make individual trees. And I said, so what you're saying is... I can't see the forest for the trees. And he said, no, what I'm saying at this point is you can't see the forest or the trees. And that was pretty funny. Because he was basically saying, fuck off. I'm not anywhere near right. done. You can't look at this yet. That's, yep. Yeah.
Our animator went nuts and did all sorts of crazy shit.
God, I'm getting fucking excited.
Yeah.
It's still goddamn months off. What the fuck? Why? This is like Hofstadter's Law in action. It always takes longer than you think
action?
It's going to. Yeah. It always takes longer than you think it's going to, even when you take Hofstadter's Law into account.
Yeah.
Recursive, you see. I wonder if Douglas Hofstadter's cool. Is he still alive?
I don't know.
We should get him to play at cons.
Well, no, so I was looking very vaguely into getting Amanda Palmer into playing at con.
What about Amanda Huggenkiss?
Our radio audience can sort of be a field test for this. Would you be interested in hearing Amanda Palmer playing at con? Because she's not necessarily the same kind of act that we would have had in the past, and she's not video gamey, but she's somebody that, like, I've met and could potentially convince to come out here. But she's dating Neil Gaiman.
Huh.
Wow.
Yes. I was like, holy shit.
Wow, so now you know someone who's
dating Neil Gaiman.
I thought Neil Gaiman was married.
I don't know.
Yeah, I thought so, too. He's definitely got kids.
Well,
he's not married. He just has half as much stuff as he used to.
Dating Amanda Palmer, apparently.
Huh.
According to their, like, because he did the text for a book of hers recently.
Well, you should get back in touch with her so that we can hang out with Neil Gaiman.
Yeah. I mean, my connection to her is very tenuous. Like,
tenuous at best.
Yeah. So, I mean, I knew her when she worked at a coffee shop. So, like, I've not talked to her.
But if she listens to that Baz Luhrmann song, she will know that the older she gets, the more important it is that she is around the people who knew her when she worked at a coffee
shop.
That's
true. That's true.
That is actually what that song was written for her.
Yes.
Baz Luhrmann didn't write that. Neither did Kurt Vonnegut. Not even before he died.
Trust me. Wear sunscreen.
Savaloy says, alcohol makes an ideal substitute for happiness. Okay.
Wait, a substitute for happiness?
I think alcohol actually creates happiness.
It's not a supplement to happiness?
I think it is a
catalyst.
Catalyst. Yeah, that's the word that I was looking for.
Severus asks if there's any news on the Little Canadia quest or plexiglass and stainless steel outfits. I mean, come on.
Come on.
Yeah. They're like both 95% done. Kind of.
The Little Canadia quest still has some.
It's just it's a single conceptual, like, hurdle, and then we're done.
And it's going to be super disappointing to everybody.
Well, yeah,
everybody's going to hate everything forever.
But it is totally optional.
We're on this kick of trying to kind of pace ourselves, trying to release content for KOL at a measured pace on something like a schedule so that we can get things done ahead of time so that we can focus on other things without feeling guilty about it, right? Trying to actually apply some mindfulness to our whole process as a company, because this whole seat-of-the-pants thing is just making everybody, well, making me stressed out and overwhelmed all the time.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah. Here's a look into the asymmetric philosophy. What am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to
lift your boom mic.
Flip my shit.
Just a little bit.
Man, I just totally flipped my shit.
Yeah.
I didn't flip my shit, nor did I wig out. I had this video called wigout.avi.
Uh-huh.
There's this girl in front of a webcam going like, over the course of like 15 seconds.
So awesome.
And it was just called wig out. And so, forever, that's what it means to wig out in my mind, is just to just start going like that. I'm waving my hands around, sticking my tongue out.
Yeah, and in doing that,
I knocked my. Well, the problem is the whole rig falls off my head. These things, I wish they were twice as tight as they were. I wish that the spring tension of this headband thing was just double what it is, so that it would actually stay in place. Because as it stands now,
I've told you what I used to think a conniption fit was, right?
No.
I think someone explained this to me when I was a kid, and I just believed this. But I believed that a conniption fit was when your head opened and cats, like a bunch of wild screaming cats, came out.
Wow.
I was like, wow. So when somebody said, man, she had a conniption fit, I was like, really? That's fucked up. Is she okay?
That's what you said as a kid.
Yeah.
You were vulgar.
Well, no, this was when I was like, 15. That I believe
that's what you thought a conniption fit was. So you believed when you were 15 years old that was actually something that could happen to someone.
I believed in magic. Yeah.
Okay. Was it because Ronald McDonald encouraged you to believe in magic? Do you believe in magic?
In
the
young girls'
hearts. You'll always have a friend wearing big red shoes. That's what Ronald McDonald said.
Weird.
Yeah, I know.
Never heard that before.
I know, dude. Ted Pro says, here's my idea. Change clan warfare into a basement dungeon where you can raid someone else's clan and encounter the same gargoyles, phantom troll booths, etc. That's kind of clever.
Yeah.
Have a clan dungeon that you can set up for other clans to run.
Interesting.
A dungeon that
charge for all different features to put in your clan dungeon.
Yeah.
Huh.
But then can multiple people run the same clan's clan dungeon at the same time? Because otherwise you'd be able to lock it out, you know, like it's...
Yeah, that is a potentially interesting but potentially very complicated situation.
Yeah. Good idea, though, TedPro.
Yeah.
Good idea. You should come to con so we can discuss that idea, TedPro. Is TedPro coming to con? TedPro's not coming to con.
I don't know.
TedPro never comes
It's amazing how often he's on the game and he doesn't care about us anymore.
Yeah,
I know.
It was all about that time I tried to kill him with my car. We talk about that all the time.
It wasn't a big deal.
I know, it wasn't a big deal, but every time a car starts to move with one of the doors open, we say, go, go, TedPro.
Yeah. TedPro is just a fun thing to say, I think.
Yeah,
part of the deal.
TedPro was at last con. TedPro, come to con, damn it. And you can ask me, we can play Magic, and about everything you can say, what is banding? I mean, not about everything. You'd say that about banding, for instance. If it was like, you know, flying. What is flying? What is vigilance? It was like he was giving a political speech. Pretty entertaining, but I guess you had to be there.
Yeah.
You know what? If there's some kind of goddamn Magic tournament this year, I want a goddamn play in it.
I feel like you are in a position where you could put that out, and if it happened, you would.
Yeah, but you'd think that would have been the thing last year, right?
Yeah, but you just didn't know about it.
Sure. I didn't know. I didn't decide until very late. I'm like, hey, can I get into your Magic tournament? And they're like, no!
You have to put this vibe out.
That's what they said. They said, no! That was exactly what they sounded like. I don't remember who it was.
Read the community forums.
Lizard Dog Man. And I was all, can I play with your Magic cards? No!
A kobold?
No.
Is that what kobold does?
Not exactly. No!
They're like half lizard, half dog?
Yeah, they're kind of lizard dog men.
You're also a little quiet, Rifflesby.
Am I a little quiet again?
You're potted all the way
up. Am I louder now?
You're louder now.
You're louder when you shout.
Yeah.
By necessarily.
You're also louder when you twist.
When I twist?
It was funny.
When I
made a
potato?
Funny joke at the rock gym yesterday. There was a rope that was all twisted up around itself, and I'm like, man, M. Night Shyamalan must have hung this rope.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, see? Yeah. Yeah. Nobody got it.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
Yeah. Demelidi says, I'd forgotten to open a secret from the future, and I ascended and got another one. When I opened them both, I got the item of my current class from both. Intentional? Well, an unfortunate consequence of the way that it worked.
Yeah.
Like, basically the way that Scully wrote that would have required us to do some weird shit with gift packages, just because there wasn't really any good way to, you know... We could have made the thing a quest item, and it would never happen, but then we were like, nah, that would just piss people off. So we did it this way, and took this long for anybody to find out about it, so, hey.
I mean, I think other people might have discovered it, but this is the first we're hearing of it.
Yeah. RDFM says, the original method of serving pesto was actually to fire it out of a mortar. It was a lot more of a weapon back then, yeah. Vlaxan V says, hey guys, any chance of KOL hoodies? For those of us who live where it is constantly raining and who lack stick figure-based rain protection, I don't really think of a hoodie as something that protects you from the rain, though. It just seems like something that soaks up the rain to more effectively get your entire body wet in a uniform way.
I can imagine you blaming it on the rain more in a hoodie.
Got anything relevant to say?
No.
Didn't think so.
Not at all.
Pineapple of Despair says, dear TPTMBG, I hate Python. Is this wrong / not hip? I don't know if you mean Monty Python or Python the programming language. Isn't your buddy Nick all Python rules?
Yeah,
Ruby rules.
He liked Python for a while. But now he's all Ruby on Rails.
Rubicon Rails rules. We're going to play basketball Rubicon rules. So as soon as you cross the half court line, everyone on the other team gets murdered. Come on. Come on. Urutsini says, could we be able to make na, ga, da, and wun so that we could make gang, gaga, don, dang, nand, and nana? We were going to make da something that you could
so
do.
You can make
and this is still a pretty
dang.
Funny joke, right? So you can make da, which would then be a combat item that you would have to use against the Russian contrarian tower monster. But then we're like, that's a little... It's not like it's more obscure than other stuff. It ended up not happening. But then we were also going to make it so that you could combine a DA with another DA and get a rubber chicken.
Or perhaps a urinal, or...
So, yeah, something. Yeah. Just something like it. We just combine it as some nonsense.
Iron with nails sticking out of it. But then you could also make a dang pretty easily.
Yeah, then I don't want to make a dang.
The thing is, if you could make a NAND, you could make any other logic.
That's true. With NAND, you can make any other word. Did you ever actually do that? Did you ever actually sit down and design every logic gate using only NAND?
I did.
Yeah. I never tried. I never did it. I didn't get that far.
It was homework.
I didn't get that far in my digital design class.
Before what?
I don't know. It might have been one of those things where I forgot that I was enrolled in it.
And then you woke up screaming. No.
I was taking it for free when I worked at the flight school.
I see.
Which it was like kind of cool. I was younger than almost everybody else who worked at the flight school, and so I went in, and every time I kept getting passed from department to department and from person to person, trying to sign up because you got like 3 or 6 credit hours a year or a semester for free as staff of the university. And so I was like, yeah, you know, so I'm everyone, when I said I was staff, just assumed that I was a student employee, and so they didn't know what the fuck I was talking about when I said I wanted to register in this class. And, you know, have you paid your tuition? I'm like, I'm not. No. It took for fucking ever. I had to talk to like 5 people before I finally convinced someone that I was staff of the university.
Didn't you have an ID or something?
No.
Huh.
Didn't work that way. If I'd been a student, I would have had an ID. But since I was staff, I didn't have an ID.
Huh. Weird.
That was both a great and a terrible job. Fucking...
Both of which could mean, like...
Right.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's true. Lot of politics. Lot of politics.
That you had to deal with?
Yes. That I was on... There were some departmental war wagings that basically ended with me losing my job. I quit before it actually happened, but was going to end up being moved into a job that I just didn't want to do. Like, I was just getting this huge, huge demotion because they, like, were in a pissing contest with this other department that had their own IT support, and I got, like, there were all of these just crazy complicated machinations that resulted in, like, my job being eliminated. And they were just putting me in, like, just kind of an insultingly low-level position in a different place, like a different physical office. And I was just like, you know, I'm not going to do that. And then he was like, well, then I guess you don't have a job anymore come January 1st. I'm like, okay.
Huh.
Like, some serious bullshit. But then the guy who was orchestrating that whole thing got fired. Because I went into... There was a guy that... I got embroiled in this whole political thing, right? Because there was the guy that had been responsible for hiring me, who had been the chair of the department that I worked for. He was now in a position of some higher authority, and he was like a totally reasonable guy, and I really liked him a lot, and I really respected him. And I just made an appointment. I went into his office, and I was like, listen, I know that you don't really have anything to do with any of this, but I feel like you're the kind of person who would respond to, like, bullshit injustice in a way that, and I just sort of told him what was going on, and he was like, you know, I wouldn't worry too much about it. Because he knew that they were about to fire the guy.
I see.
And,
But you were still terminated, or no?
No, I quit. I quit in the middle of all this. Like, that was when the Pretentious Artist came back from Germany, and he was like, hey, I'm moving to Phoenix, you want to go? And I'm like, yeah, I kind of want to get out of here. So I just quit before it. I never did get my job never did move.
But, oh, I see.
So it was basically all.
And that was the beginning of the beginning.
The beginning of the beginning. Oh, I don't know. That was when I went and got my job at Intel. I decided not to work in IT anymore. So I went back.
You went to Intel?
No, I quit Intel, deciding not to work in IT anymore, and then I went back to... I went to ASU.
That worked out real well.
To get a psych degree, and then got right back into IT, because other jobs you actually have to work. And that was bullshit.
So your lesson for the audience is to study IT.
I don't know, man. Don't go to college. Don't go to college except as a way to waste time and figure out what you want to do.
And money.
Yeah. Well, get loans. That's not real money.
Not at the moment. It's like future money.
Yeah, but I mean, you get any kind of job. Like, you can easily go to school and live for 3 or 4 years on $30,000 or $40,000 worth of student loans, and like years after the fact, my student loan payments are like $180 a month or something. You know, like it's just totally manageable on anything like a livable wage.
Right.
You know, don't go nuts and get hundreds of thousands of dollars in student loans that you're going to have to be making 60, 70 grand a year to comfortably pay off, because that's a bad idea, right? Mm. But like,
I pay
like $350 to $500 a month, depending on how much I decide to overpay that month.
Mm.
But the interest will just kill you, and you will be paying forever if you don't pay more than they ask you to pay.
Well, the interest rate on federal student loans, it has historically always been outpaced by inflation. Hmm. So you are always better off making the minimum payment and just dragging it out as long as possible. Like, I feel like that advice is probably still sound. Just hang on to federal student loans.
Yeah, but the advice to like have to buy property because it always appreciated in value has also the bottom of this fallen out of that pretty recently. So,
but in the very short term,
I don't know about that.
20 years from now, every piece of property that I and the company own is going to be worth significantly more than I or the company paid for it.
I mean,
maybe not. You know, maybe the entire economy collapses.
Yeah. Maybe there is no more United States.
That's true. I got to fill that safe with chowder.
That sounds dirty.
We were talking about having a bomb shelter. Did we talk about this on the radio or not?
I don't think
we did.
So, yeah. No, I was saying not that I'm like a paranoid survivalist guy, but it would not be a bad idea to have a few weeks or a few months worth of food and water on hand, just in case.
Oh, right. Is that something. Why you save those big jars full of bottle caps?
No.
In your apartment?
Wait, what?
It's a
like everywhere you've ever lived that I've been in, I've always seen a big jar of bottle caps.
We were saving them for Dave Young in case he saved them because he eventually wanted to do some kind of art project out of them. And every time we saw him, we'd ask, "Hey, did you ever figure out anything to do with all these bottle caps? Because we sure do have thousands of bottle caps waiting for you." And eventually, he was like, "No, I finally threw them all away that I was keeping."
Oh.
Like, okay, so he threw them all away.
You should have kept them. You'd totally have been wealthy.
Been wealthy,
the ship
went
down.
But I was just gonna, you know, I was thinking about, because there's this room under the stairs at my house, and there's also a floor safe in this room.
Yeah,
so I was thinking about get a bunch
of
water and then fill the floor safe with clam chowder, so that I have a supply.
So that years
of
from now,
it's safe. Yeah. So that years from now,
so when years from now, you'll be able to get botulism.
I've got a lifetime supply of botulism.
Yeah, I mean, it's really I will have cornered the market on botulism.
It's weird that, like, you can tell when canned goods have gotten botulism going in them because they will, like, deform.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of awesome. Joe Len says, "Why do people want more interesting choices but then complain about things being too micromanaging?" Because people are never happy. You know. Here's a question. Could you make a good game if you made a game that didn't have any attributes that anyone could complain about? Would it be good?
Would it exist?
Yeah, I don't think there's such a thing.
Well, no, I'm saying that anybody could legitimately complain about.
I don't know that that's a valid
distinction. If we figured out an update that it was, if we figured out a way to update the game in such a way that no one could possibly complain about it, like adding Spooky Raven, for instance, no one complained about that. I don't think anybody said anything bad about adding Spooky Raven.
I mean, the unlock mechanism people complained about, at least.
Okay.
People thought the conservatory was kind of... Not the conservatory, the graveyard or whatever. Maybe that is a conservatory. Wherever the bones came from, they thought that was kind of obnoxious.
I think that's kind of obnoxious, too. Rip!
What?
Stop making obnoxious things like that.
It's too late.
Sorry.
You guys are going to hate. Anybody who hates the conservatory is going to really hate the Nemesis quest.
Well, I don't know if that's true. There's nothing like the misshapen animals.
What? You're right.
I'm thinking of one particular thing that you spindled 100 of.
No, that's not a big deal at all.
Oh, yeah.
No, what I'm saying is.
What do you mean that's not a big deal at all?
The new skeleton that. But that was a permutations thing. It's not.
Yeah, you're not going to have to deal with
those. Those are all discoveries that people are going to want.
Oh, snap, those are discoveries.
Did you guys not realize that?
No.
Like, those, like that is going to... Each one of those...
Okay, so like I was thinking that the whole time. Okay. I was like, oh no, my god, no, I can't believe you've done
this.
So
we'll make them not. We'll make those not trigger discoveries.
Really? I think we should.
Okay. There is also the misshapen animal skeleton with 10,000 individual bones. I'm still a little disappointed in you for not writing the descriptions. Because seriously, I wrote fucking what, like 64 goddamn tiny plastic descriptions and how many oyster eggs? How many oyster eggs? Even if there were 30 of them, write 30 jokes about an egg. Like, seriously. I did my time in those trenches, and when I saw you, this is a dusty left clavicle.
There's only so many jokes you can make about a clavicle.
Well, you should have tried harder. You still could. I could make you do it.
You're really striking a clavicle
you
chord.
You could. I could. I mean, if you want, I can start working on dusty animal bone
what's funny,
jokes instead of working on the Nemesis
well,
quest.
What's funny is that in my experience, when I have to do something like that, the jokes tend to just get really weird, and sometimes they're kind of good because of that, right? Like, sometimes constraints are good for creativity.
Sure. Some of the more recent stuff with the like short one-liner descriptions has been really, I thought it been really funny.
Yeah, there's been some stuff like that recently where I had to describe like a dozen of the same thing. I think it might have been related to the stuff that you were just talking about, Kevin, with the mutations.
Yeah. William Shatner is write some stuff about cannibalism. Kind of uncomfortable. ACM says, man, you guys really railed on people who use a harness for their toddlers. I think you misunderstand why they might be helpful. Not for folks unwilling to discipline their kids, but for people afraid of losing their kid in a crowd. There's an age at which toddlers don't want to sit in their strollers anymore, but it doesn't follow that you're either able or willing to sit home indoors all day. Sometimes you're at places, airport or mall, where there are tons of people and a real risk that your kid could dart a few feet and disappear. The harness allows you to let your kid run, not strap him into something or break your back carrying a struggling kid, while not fearing that he'll get lost or snatched in a crowd. My argument to that would be, there is an age at which toddlers don't want to sit in their strollers anymore, but there is not an age, nor a time, nor a place, at which it matters what a toddler wants. That is my contention there. So, like, you know, I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe it'll be different when I have a kid and I want to go places, but what I will end up saying is, when I have a kid, I'll be like, why don't you just leave him with the nanny?
It's sad that like over 80% of all toddlers were lost in the 50s before the harnesses were invented. Because, I mean, you know, who knows what they could have? They could have become scientists or engineers or whatever.
Yeah, but they just vanished.
They just vanished.
Yeah. No, I remember all the times I got lost in a crowd and never saw my parents again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was unfortunate.
Yeah.
No, you know, to each his or her own, I guess. But it's just, I mean, and, you know, I'm not a parent, so it's a lot easier for me to criticize. But
I would certainly rather have a kid. I would certainly rather have to. See, here's a problem. It used to be that if you got lost, you could ask somebody, "Do you know where my daddy is?" And it was okay for them to maybe pick you up and carry you around looking for your parents, right? But I wouldn't fucking do that now.
Yeah, no way.
If a kid came up to me and said, "Can you help me find my mommy?" What I would want to do was pick up the kid and carry him around trying to find his mom, but I'm afraid that I would get arrested for being a pedophile.
Yeah.
Right? And honestly, I probably wouldn't. Honestly, I would probably help the kid because I would think, you know what? Fuck that. I'm not going to let this kid stay lost because...
Turns out the kid's just a con artist.
Yeah.
You're just going to get
just
policed.
It's actually a midget.
With this mustache, though, that might not be a good idea. I'm going to have a really hard time convincing anyone that I'm not a pedophile with this mustache. Really, with any mustache.
Also, the fact
Kate
that you've
Pearson
been...
has that problem.
You've been wearing those crotchless pants lately.
That's true.
Yeah,
I've been walking around in...
Well,
I mean, that's the thing. There comes an age at which my junk really wants to flop around in a crowd, right. You know, and it's not convenient for me to, like, strap it down. I don't even think they make any sort of strap for your jock area. Like, I don't even know what that would be. But, you know, I just gotta kind of tie it up in a harness and let it go. I feel like it's pretty fucking obnoxious. Like, oh, I'm in a crowd, so the thing that I'm gonna do is put
a rope
volatile object moving under its own power on the end of a rope at about ankle level in this crowd. Like, that seems like an awesome plan.
You can have a puppy.
That's true. That's true.
That would also work.
You know what you could do? You could tie a dog to a toddler.
Like some sort of like bolo weapon. Wow.
That would be cool, actually. Yeah.
And they would just like run through the crowd and just
yeah.
Like,
all
wipe
you'd have
out.
To do is you'd pick your target and then you would throw bacon and toys at the target.
Or like slightly different spaces so that they'd like run.
Okay. Yeah.
Or you put the little RC cars with bacon and toys on them, and then you could like have them direct.
Like
traffic.
An RC car with bacon on it would also be a convenient way to sort of get
bacon
to
around?
Where you wanted to go all the time. Yeah. An RC car made of bacon or bird bones, so it would be really light. It could be made of bird bones with bacon on the outside.
So like the bacon is the skin of the the RC skeleton?
Yeah.
Did you hear about the... There's like a bunch of...
I think we should get Roy to make this.
An RC skeleton? That's when somebody falls into the vat at the Royal Crown bottling plant. Years later, they find the RC skeleton.
There's a bunch of attempts at trying to find like a utility for like chicken feathers, which are currently just completely wasted in the whole chicken meat processing or whatever. And one of the things they found to do with them is to heat them very slowly to like a high temperature, and not enough to like burn them or whatever, but it creates all these like little nano-sized pockets in them, which are perfect for sequestering hydrogen. So potentially in the future hydrogen economy, you might go to the hydrogen station and fill your tank with chicken feathers that have been impregnated with hydrogen. It might happen. Who knows?
I guess it might. What about barber hair?
That might also work.
It's good for oil spills.
Yeah.
That's gross.
That's true.
We have as much time to be on the radio as it takes Amplitude to pinch a loaf. Evan says, could clans have a more advanced warfare system? What we were thinking is some sort of clan dungeon that you set up that other clans can raid. Ted Pro's designing it for us. Catatonic Monkey says, while I recognize the Slimeling as being a picky eater, why can't it eat disturbing fanfics? Is there any reason the Slimeling wouldn't be able to eat disturbing fanfics?
Huh. Are they not offhand items?
I think they are.
I thought they were, too. I don't know.
Wotan says, a bat rat just tried to munch my bung. Well, that's what they do. Mojo Tech says, floaty rock plus any candy equals rock candy? Nah. Uruzini says, now that spells can crit, could you please make them fumble / backfire? It'd be fun narratively.
People would love that.
Yeah. Spates says, how about a round of combat counter? 1 of 30, 2 of 30, 3 of 30. Turns red at 28 of 30, 29 of 30. What do you think? Too meta. Nobody should care about the 30-round counter. If somebody cares about it, then there's something wrong. And we should fix that instead of putting in a counter. Uruzini says, how about enemies that can cast spells at us, which would then provide an avenue for spell resistance skills / effects? Yeah, having spell-casting enemies...
Definitely... Something we talked about.
Writ large in the game content. I mean, you know, maybe it's something that we could do in Aftercore stuff. Like, that would definitely be something.
I mean, sorcerers cast spells. There's definitely a few wizards here and there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's definitely narratively some places where it would fit right now in the regular content.
Also, we're so fast and loose with the way that we write monster attacks that a lot of them are casting spells at you, and we don't want to retrofit.
Although, we could, though, right? Like, because they all have an element type.
Yeah, I mean, we could start tagging them as spells or whatever.
That's what I'm saying.
But it'd be neat to write, you know, it'd be neat to have monsters, like, that did some interesting stuff that you could, like, you know, have a little generator for what happens, like, when you cast a spell, right? Like, the Postmaster stuff or whatever, like, that
sure.
Is, you know... I don't know. It's certainly something that we could do in like a clan dungeon, right? Like
sure.
Landar says, based on what you want out of Gen Con, you and Scully might do better at Origins. Being smaller, it's more likely to be able to start a walk up to games and get in. Yeah.
Huh.
Rotting Flesh says, I want to score a critical hit when I cast Pasta Mastery. Oh, and get extra noodles. That's kind of funny. Ziggy Zagnut says, "Hey guys, would you agree with the statement, there are no new video games, only new packaging? Thanks, love the show." I don't know. There was that guy, I forget where it was, the last new video game was Tetris.
Well, that was the, like, completely original.
The last completely original idea in video games.
Which is weird, because reading the genesis of Tetris, like, it was totally based on other stuff.
Sort of.
It wasn't a video game before, but... Yeah. I mean, you know, I feel like I had not played anything that was, like, Braid before. I don't know if Prince of Persia was, like...
It's kind of... I mean, Braid didn't really have any new ideas in it.
Really?
I don't think so.
Huh.
I mean, I don't know. It depends. I guess it depends on your definition of new ideas, right? Like, because Tetris didn't have any new ideas. Oh, on a screen, huh? That's totally original. Oh, you got a score, huh? That's totally original.
Yeah, like... Everything is sort of building on what's come before, and I'm okay with that, you know? The atmosphere of a game is as important to me, I think, as the mechanics, definitely. You know? And, like, you can put a new skin on an old game in terms of mechanics and have it be kind of awesome. You know, like, Duke Nukem 3D was probably not a great first-person shooter, but was... The atmosphere was so good that I played through the whole thing and really enjoyed it.
Because you really enjoyed ripping the head off of a boss and shitting down its neck.
Yeah.
Giving dollars to two-dimensional strippers.
Well, and, like, just all the interactable elements and all the scenes and stuff like that, and, like...
And the mirrored weapons that did stuff. And
yeah, and you know, I'm kind of excited about the whole Brutal Legend thing. Like, that looks like it could be really neat, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know anything at all about the gameplay of that. All I've seen is, like, I don't know, clips of the...
If those are not actual game engine clips and those are just, like, cinematic clips, that'll be disappointing. But if those are game engine clips, then that's cool.
You know, I liked the ideas in Psychonauts, but the gameplay was difficult and not...
I never played it, I just really watched people play.
I didn't really enjoy the platforming in it that much. It takes a lot for me to like a 3D platformer.
Yeah.
There are a lot of, like, novel ideas in a bunch of Flash games that are out there. You know, because there are a lot of just very conceptual Flash games.
You know, that game where you have, like, 10 lives and you're just the cursor.
Yeah.
Progressing through the levels where you have to, you know, sometimes you got to click on boxes to open doors and stuff to the next level. And that's an interesting game.
What's that called? It was called Cursor 10.
Cursor 10.
There's an iPhone game that just came out that uses that mechanic.
Oh, okay, I remember. But then all the old ones are also running.
Yeah, you play until you die, but then... Or I forget how you get killed.
But then all the old stuff is also going through.
All the old stuff is also going at the same time.
There was that robot game, which was...
Yeah, the Chronotron. Yeah.
Time Loop is the iPhone one.
Time Loop?
Yeah. It's only a buck.
There was that game where you were the cat. Time for Cat was the name of it. You're a cat in this on this, like, crowded street where time only moves forward when you are moving, and you're trying to... You have a certain... Like, a piece of cheese will pop up or whatever, because cats love cheese. and you have to go get it before the timer runs out on it.
Does the timer
There's a timer on the cheese that runs down, right? The enemies aren't moving unless you're moving.
Okay.
And they're moving in a predictable pattern, but it gets hard, you know? Because you're trying to move quick, and then there's some people moving faster than other people. They made another one. Somebody made a game like that, only you're also having to avoid ghosts of your previous playthroughs.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
That would change your strategy a lot.
Yeah, so you have to remember what you did.
God.
Yeah. And the more unpredictably you move, the harder your future lives are going to be. Like, it was, you know, they're interesting. I don't know that I think that they're that much fun, right? You play them once, play them twice, you know, and get some exposure to the ideas. But I feel like once I play a game enough that I feel like I can talk about it, then that's basically that's basically it. I mean, except for something like NetHack, which I will still pop back and play.
I mean, I definitely, like, you know, I could talk about World of Warcraft, and then I would still go back and play it. Like, there was definitely more content to see, and there were, like, ways of playing it that I had not necessarily experienced.
I didn't necessarily feel like that, though, you know? Like, I still played it. I mean, I still...
You still do
recognize the draw. I mean, I haven't played it in months.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, I played halfway through the new expansion. But I did it on the shitty laptop when I was in New York, and so... just wasn't really feeling it. One of these days, I should play some more World of Warcraft. And then every time you guys all get to play, and I'm like, sweet, if I get to the end, I can do all these raids and stuff that Riff and those guys are doing, but then I never manage to level up to
fast
the
enough.
Level yeah. cap before you guys quit again. And it's like, yeah. You know, next expansion comes out, another 10 levels, probably come out before I even get to 90 or whatever the cap is. What's the cap now? 80?
Yeah.
I just don't know if I care anymore. You know, the content is pretty well done in the Wrath of the Lich King stuff, and I like the environments, but, like, I don't know. The new expansion being just on a bunch of islands is kind of like whatever, right? Like, I kind of liked the idea of the expansion that takes place entirely in, like, a, you know, ancient city totally underground.
Right.
Or whatever, right? Like, just something new, some new environment, some, you know, like, orthogonal content progressions would make me really happy, too. You know, just not a fucking level cap. Like, give me an expansion with just 30 new quest hubs all at my level. You know? Nobody wants it because there's nothing interesting to... You know, although... Gear. Just different kinds of gear. Right? Like, here's this quest hub where all the rewards are, like, a bunch of fire-resist stuff that's better than the other fire-resist stuff, and then later on there's another quest hub that you gotta have a lot of fire-resist or you die, right? But they never really... It doesn't seem like they ever really do anything with the resist gear. It's like they did initially in the old world, right? Like, you just couldn't survive these fights without a bunch of fire resist in Molten Core or whatever. But then
they did
that
all throughout up to the level 70 content.
Did they?
Sure, yeah. You had to have a lot of shadow resistance to survive in the Black Temple. You had to have a lot of...
No, I didn't know that they still did that.
I mean, there were definitely... The tanks definitely had to have sets of, like, nature resist for certain bosses and, like, frost resist or whatever. I don't remember all the different situations, and I never had to tank anything, so it wasn't a big deal for me necessarily. But everybody had to have high shadow resistance for Black Temple.
Huh, I didn't know they still did that. You know, I don't know. The kind of expansion that I would get really excited about, I think everybody else would hate. So.
You want a bunch of one player dungeons.
Oh, yeah. Goddamn, yeah.
Yeah. If there is World of Warcraft, not the MMO, I would be all over that.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I like it as an MMO. I wish that they weren't against the idea of instanced single-player combat. Like, because, you know, something about crawling through dungeons where there aren't any doors that you can meaningfully open or close, you know? It's just frustrating. And they can do shit like that. There is a little bit of it. There is very, very little stuff where the environment actually changes in the open world content. Like, there's the Legend of Zelda quest line, right, where you...
There's some in the zones that you haven't got to yet. Like, Ice Crown has a lot of that. Like, almost the entire zone is full of it.
Like, interactable objects in the world?
Oh, not interactive, but stuff that's instanced... For the one player.
That's cool. I mean, I did the Wrathgate stuff, which is kind
of
like that.
Yeah, like, all of Ice Crown is stuff like that.
Huh. The phasing stuff, like, I kind of didn't know. There's some zone, is it Dragonblight? It's the one where there's, like, the big city that you have to fly over and rescue people and shit. Is that Dragonblight?
I don't remember.
Like, you're unlocking a town, basically. Like, you're restoring this town, but I didn't really notice.
That's the stuff you do before the Wrathgate event happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was like, I remember walking into this building expecting it to be an inn, and it wasn't. And then later, I walked into it, and it was filled with NPCs, and it was an inn, and I'm like, wait. Okay. Did I do this? Because I think I did, but it was not at all clear to me when
it
happened.
No, I hadn't thought of that, but the same thing happened to me. You just never realized when you were causing this.
And I remember thinking about it. I remember thinking, so somebody said, like, you go and you rescue one of the citizens or whatever, and you go back, and they say, sweet, now I can get back to running my shop. And I remember thinking, wow, I wish they actually ran and opened a shop. And they do. It's just that it doesn't really make it clear to you.
Yeah, it doesn't really give it the impact that you would expect it to.
Gone through 70 levels, and that's never happened before. So why would that start happening now?
I guess that's true. I mean, you know, having it pop up like a raid warning that said, the blacksmith is back in business.
Yeah.
Go see her if you want to repair your gear, right? Like, I feel like that would not be a bad thing, right? But just them, you're right. You're used to people saying stuff that just doesn't mean anything.
Because they just run off and then fade off.
Yeah, and they just disappear, right? And that probably happens here, too. They probably disappear, and then you're suddenly in a phase where the static version of them exists in the blacksmith shop, right? But, like...
I mean, the closest thing they did to that in the very first content was the Skullomance stuff, where you get the trinket, which lets you see all the ghosts, which are running shops.
Yeah. And does it also let you see the ghosts up in the ruins of Lordaeron? There's something that lets you see all the ghosts above Undercity.
And I don't know what that is.
See Invisible or something? It was like...
Oh, it's the warlock spell. It's the... Something that's like it's see Invisible.
There was a potion, too. I remember going there as Gronn when I got that particular alchemy recipe and taking this potion and seeing.
Yeah.
Do they do anything?
They're just wandering around.
They're just like mobs that you normally can't see.
There are invisible mobs that can attack you in places, which is kind of a mess.
Yeah, I remember Ben got hit with that bug because there was in Wintergrasp, one of the features of Wintergrasp is that whichever side holds the keep, then for the next 4 hours or so, there's a new mob that they can hit that drops better element shards or whatever. But there's a bug for a while where if your side wasn't in control of that, the monsters would still attack you.
Oh, jeez.
And they couldn't damage you, but their attacks would damage your armor.
Oh, jeez.
So Ben was just like walking through Wintergrasp, and all of a sudden all his armor turns yellow and then red.
Because he had like 40 dudes.
Yeah, because he had a pack of these invisible things on him.
Huh, that sucks.
RDFM says, hey guys, love the show. So there's actually booty in the eye of the he-boulder. That's the worst joke ever, he says. Noah Nam says, so for the past 2 days, oldman.php hasn't been loading for me at all. Cross browsers. Any ideas? I think there's some flag problem. Like, if you untinker your scuba gear...
Yeah, that'll just do a white screen, I think.
Yeah.
So I think that might be the problem.
It's fucked up. The Amazing Rando says, maybe I'm secretly anti-Semitic, but I read the latest item of the month as being a heeb boulder. Thus, mine is named Mitch Cohen. Am I the only one? The only one that's secretly anti-Semitic? No, because I am secretly anti-Semitic.
Which is funny, because we have a heeb calendar up on our wall.
Yeah, but that's just because we wanted some girls with boobs on the wall. And the pretentious artist had that calendar from Heeb magazine.
I see.
Which Janeka Jew said was lame.
We advertise in Heeb.
Oh, yeah?
Or what? I say we.
In Lame. In Lame. We should make a magazine called Lame. But then anything people who can't walk would get offended.
There's a magazine called Bitch.
Is there?
Yeah. It's like a feminist kind of magazine.
I'm going to see if Amp is ready to go.
He might still be in the bathroom.
No, he's not. He said he's back. It was a sweet deuce. Smelled like grandma's house. That's the kind of deuce.
Why was he eating grandma's house? This is why grandma doesn't have a house anymore.
She lived in that gingerbread house.
I know.
It was delicious.
Oh, you ate.
Hey, Riff.
Huh?
Riff.
What?
Absinthe nog.
Jesus. I hope that when this finally happens, you aren't disappointed.
I bet I will.
I am guaranteeing at this moment that he'll be disappointed.
No, come on.
I want it to be gross. How could it disappoint me? It could disappoint me by being really delicious.
Being awesome.
And then, oh gosh, oh darn, I'm really disappointed at this awesome beverage I just discovered. We'll document it. We will document it. We'll Twitter about it.
I'll blog about it.
We'll blog about it. All right, we're gonna leave you in the loving arms of Channel Z, and then once you drift off to slumberland, Uncle Ampy will touch you where your swimsuit covers. See you Monday, kids.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Later.